Welcome to the SearchSecurityChannel.com podcast. I'm Nicole Damore. Today I'm speaking with Kent Knudsen, Information Systems Security Manager at K2Share, a provider of information technology-based business solutions. How are you today, Kent?
I'm doing just fine, Nicole.
Great. So today we're going to be talking about an issue that's unfortunately at the forefront of everyone's minds these days, the recession. Kent, I'm wondering specifically about the way the recession's affecting the security channel. So in your opinion, what's the biggest challenge facing security solution providers in 2009?
Well, Nicole, I think when we look around and we see things like WPA is being cracked, Twitter has been hacked, these Web 2.0 sites, you know, and then you've got the Heartland Payment Systems just recently had their credit card breach. Obviously, the need for security is not diminishing in any way. What is going to be the biggest challenge is providing the same or increased levels of service for security facing these budgets that are shrinking. So this is going to require innovation, and it's going to require greater efficiencies in processes and services.
Okay, so you definitely think that the security channel can overcome the down economy.
Oh, absolutely. You know, as I look around, the regulatory compliance is continuing to increase the requirements, and the threats are also not diminishing in any way. And these two factors will continue to create opportunities, I think, to assist clients with improving their security posture for their systems. But the key is going to be doing it in cost-effective ways. I think you're going to see data centers that will become more virtualized. You're going to see either automation or outsourcing increase in the area of security services. And let's face it, some of the hardware replacement life cycles may have to be toned down or shifted from like a 4-year plan to a 5-year plan to achieve cost savings. There will also be more opportunities to merge physical and logical IT security services, you know, aka holistic security management. I think that's going to come to the forefront again as people are looking for ways to achieve the promise of greater security efficiencies and effectiveness.
Okay, so you mentioned some changes to overall strategy, but have you noticed any customers delaying or canceling any non-essential upgrades or implementations so far?
Yes. Some of our customers are scaling back again on the non-essential upgrades. They're being choosy about what is absolutely required and maybe foregoing things that are not totally essential. But the things that are the initiatives that they have to meet regulatory compliance and their essential security initiatives, those things are still pretty much on target and on budget.
So, Kent, is there any silver lining? Have you found any new revenue opportunities in light of the recession?
I think so. I think there's more opportunities to provide managed security services for customers who are forced to downsize their IT shop or maybe are trying to reduce overhead costs. You're going to see people that were selling appliances or software, security software, are going to now start providing that as a service. Also, you're going to see larger organizations are going to be centralizing their IT resources, which may require assistance with transition plans as they consolidate down to, you know, a single place to host all of their IT. You're also going to see, I think, greater demand for code developers who can write secure code. Building security into the application is much more cost-effective than patching holes after you've released the software product to the public. And so there's going to be a greater cry for these code developers who can do that. As I said earlier, I think server virtualization will be increasingly adopted. The benefits for reducing your power consumption and your footprints in your data centers is going to be very attractive. Also, it's going to maintain performance and improve your availability, which, let's face it, for a lot of shops, high availability is a big issue, and virtualization provides a lot of those benefits while reducing your dollars. Also, I think the convergence is going to come back to the forefront again. It's going to get new life as our customers seek ways to reduce costs by merging the physical and logical access. Taking things like ID cards and single sign-on solutions, putting that in a centralized solution will basically establish and enforce policies that are going to be required for your physical and logical access. Again, meeting the regulations and the regulatory compliance, as well as finding ways to reduce costs to meet those requirements.
So, are there any other technologies that won't be affected by the recession? I know you did mention a few of them.
Well, that's true. I did. I think there will most likely continue to be consolidation in the security industry, particularly in the appliance application spaces. It is important, I think, that organizations evaluate the financial status of their current security vendors, and that any unsupported products that they have, if there's any concern that the vendor may not be around tomorrow, that unsupported product can have a big impact on the security of IT operations. Think about a firewall that's no longer supported. If it has vulnerabilities and you can't get updates from the vendor, it's going to put you at risk. Can you imagine even an antivirus solution that goes out of business? There's a case where you need updates daily. And if you can't get those updates, you're going to have to find an alternate solution. So it's a good time for customers to focus on who their current security providers are. Are they solvent? And can they provide support going forward? I think as far as technologies that won't be affected, I think the adoption rate of virtualization will increase. So, again, virtualization is going to sweep across, I think, even faster than it would normally just because of the cost savings as well as, again, reducing power, which will save costs also. There is a lot of buzz about cloud computing. That's one I would say kind of keep an eye on. I think it's going to become more enticing as an alternative as some smaller organizations may choose to, instead of maintaining the data center with all the overhead that's involved, this cloud computing is very attractive. But, again, I think there are some serious security issues that need to be considered before diving in to that kind of technology. Essentially, you're putting your information out on this cloud. It's not your servers, it's somebody else's, and you have to really make sure you've taken care of the issues of accountability for who's accessing the information and also securing it. I think the need for secure application development will continue to grow and will not really be affected by this. Again, it's more cost-effective to build security in rather than patching it on the backside as an afterthought. So I think you'll see that will not be affected. Security as a service, I think, is a concept that will catch on and actually increase in demand as some shops seek to outsource these services rather than pay overhead costs. It's difficult to, maintain these kind of resources in-house. It requires a lot of training to keep your staff up to date with the constantly changing threat environment. And so, rather than pay for all that out of their budget, they'll outsource that. Security management is also poised, I think, to increase as cyber initiatives drive compliance with greater requirements. Right now, there's already a hue and cry, if you will, for the FISMA to be overhauled. And I think, not only FISMA, but in other markets, there will be just continued regulatory compliance, especially with these breaches that we've had that are hitting the news. They're going to just cause more and more requirements to come out to ensure that customers' data is protected on your systems. And finally, I think data leak prevention and encryption will gain more ground because privacy will need to be protected and ensured to maintain public confidence in eGov and other banking-type initiatives. But I think those are the areas that will not be impacted maybe slightly, but I think you're going to see more likely growth in those areas.
Okay, and are there any specific technologies that are already feeling the effects of tighter budgets?
Probably anything that's really up and coming. I think like the Web 2.0 is still in its infancy. It's got the excitement of being collaborative. And I know that some of our customers are actually looking towards that to be more interactive with their clients. But again, it's a very immature technology, and from a security standpoint, regardless of budget, if you can afford it or not, you have to kind of step back and ask, can we secure it? And so I think some of these things are budget-driven, but I think also some of these things are more importantly driven by, if it's cutting edge, it probably hasn't matured yet in its ability to provide secure communications and securing the information that you're protecting.
Okay, great. That's all I have for today. Thank you very much for your time, Kent.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
For more information on Security Channel issues, please visit searchsecuritychannel.com.